This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, I hope you took my advice and checked into your freezer and find out you need to make a little space. Got to maybe get some of that venison sausage or some of that backstrap or maybe some fish or seafood that you got and make some room in your freezer because hunting season is just a few weeks away. Well, the perfect way to clean it out and put it to good use is Hunters for the Hungry's Clean Out Your Freezer Day. A lot of you have become familiar with it, and this serves just as a reminder to participate for a lot of folks that maybe have never heard about it. Julie Grunwald, the Executive Director for Hunters for the Hungry, joins us. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, did you get the kids all off of school this week? Everything's in place?
Everybody's in place. All good. We're getting geared up for freezer day now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a summer just vacation for kids just seems to come and go so quick. Well, I'm glad you got an early start on it because, you know, we got football coming up and a lot of other stuff. The hunting season will actually be starting. So kind of give us the rundown, the range of dates and where the collection sites will be set up this year.
Yeah, we went a little earlier this year based on the feedback of some of our hunters and fishermen because especially our hunters are already kind of getting into their camps and starting to get prepped for the hunting season that's coming up. But, you know, Clean Out Your Freezer Day is really catching on, especially in some of these newer markets that we started a couple years ago. And we have over 30 drop-off locations throughout the state where literally, you can drive up. There'll be a volunteer that will meet you at your car, help you unload your ice chest into one of our ice chests or into one of our food bank trucks that will be parked at the locations, and you can donate your goods. So we make it super simple and super easy for everybody to participate. Again, over 30 locations throughout the entire state of Louisiana. So there's a lot of options.
What type of donations will you be accepting?
So we accept anything that is properly labeled and dated. And so most of the time, as you mentioned, it's most people getting ready for the upcoming hunting season or fall fishing season that kind of thought, oh, yeah, great. I harvested this deer. I have all this meat. And then now especially the wives are saying, hey, I know hunting season's coming up. Where do you think you're going to put all this stuff? So we receive a lot of donations that are processed deer meat, sausage, fish, that sort of thing. Then we also have people that just love our mission and they appreciate what we're trying to do. They love that outdoorsmen in the great state of Louisiana are able to give back. And so we'll have people that go buy, you know, some chickens or brisket or hams or whatever and just donate them just to kind of be a part of what we're doing. So as long as it's properly labeled and dated, then we'll take it.
Hog, deer, duck, whatever wild game or seafood that you
all
might have.
All the things. And sometimes even if you have vegetables and that kind of stuff that you think that you want to donate, we'll take that too on this day.
Yeah, the food banks welcome it. Tell us about once it's all consolidated, how is it put to good use?
So we work with all five food banks that are spread out throughout the state. And each food bank has over 100 agencies that they service. So they send out kind of an alert that tells the agencies what they have in the warehouse after this day. And then they can kind of call dibs on it, basically. And so, you know, it'll be soup kitchens and shelters and churches and some that are a little bit smaller that may feed only, you know, 10 to 20 people a day. But then some that are larger that feed, there's agencies like a St. Vincent de Paul, or especially in New Orleans, that feed 400 or 500 people every single day. So we have, you know, a real need in Louisiana. We have a lot of homeless people. We have a lot of needy people that are relying on this food for a hot meal every day.
And we have a lot of generous, very generous hunters who participate and fishermen who participate in this. Julie, for somebody to find a location, whether they're listening to us up in Shreveport or Lake Charles or Natchez, St. Francisville, Slidell, give them the website where they can find the nearest location to make the drop-off on the date and time.
Yep, we have plenty of drop-offs. You can go to cleanoutyourfreezer.com. Very simple to remember, cleanoutyourfreezer.com. And, you know, Don, it's important to know that not everybody in Louisiana is like us that loves to hunt and fish. But maybe you have a family member or a friend that does, and they may not know about this program. So certainly send anybody and everybody that you know to our website. We're on all social media platforms, of course, but cleanoutyourfreezer.com will give you all the information. It'll give you my contact information if you have any questions or needs. If you have a company that wants to get involved and sponsor our program because you have a lot of employees that are, you know, big outdoorsmen, it's a great 501c3 to be able to give back to. So check it out, cleanoutyourfreezer.com.
Thank you so much, Julie. Appreciate it, and hope I set a record over on the 18th at Rouse's between 1 and 4 in Slidell. Thanks for the great job you do. We appreciate it. See you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.